The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Meanwhile says she is devastated and is considering moving after accusing her neighbors of deliberately poisoning 28 of her pet fish. Worth about $30,000.
Yeah.
Christine Whiteley found the pond housing her fish, including exotic species such as koi carp and golden rudd, covered in a thick white foam suspected to be detergent. Grandmother of four rushed to her garden at 7 o'clock in the morning on October 25th in a panic situation as she frantically scooped the fish out of the pond and started hosing them off with clean water. She hastily constructed a makeshift fish tank out of her sinks, bathtub, wherever she could keep water. It was all in vain. She tried to save the fish. Some were more than 2 feet long, but tragically, all but one goldfish, now renamed Lucky, died. The school of fish were buried in a mass grave on a family friend's farm.
Dug up by the neighbor's cat.
She said, I opened the gate and looked around the garden and thought, what in the heck is that? It was like a big white bag had blown onto my pond. Then I thought, no way. It was basically all the bubbles from the detergent. I walked down. It was all foam. That's the best way I can describe it. The sheer size of these fish, we just could not accommodate them to put them anywhere in the house. So I got out the hose, tried to flush them. Quite a few of them were still breathing, but their gills were very shallow. I knew I was going to lose them. She had some of those fish for 28 years.
Wow.
And tended her 18-foot-long pond every day. Many of the fish were presents gifted to her from family members or birthday gifts or Mother's Day. She said, I was devastated. They were basically like my daughters. You make it your garden, and it takes years. For one koi, that's about 2 or 3 inches long, some places charge about $150.
Mm-hmm.
For one koi that's 2 to 3 inches long. Some of hers were 1 to 2 feet long.
Think about that.
To give you an idea.
It's a big koi.
I'm missing them terribly. They weren't fish in a pond. They were all the individuals. They were all my pets. And they were all my family. And I'm pretty sure the neighbor did it. Our question, family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, my parents, they're renting a place in New Mexico now, right? They're a long-term lease kind of thing. They're thinking about moving again in April or May. We had this conversation over Christmas. Anyway, the house that they moved into there had an empty koi pond. And so we went down to visit them a couple of years ago. I said, are you going to get fish? My mother's like, the last freaking thing on earth I want to do is get fish and have to deal with fish and a koi pond, blah, 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 blah. Fast forward about 2 months, she has 11. She has 11 other fish, but here's the effed up part. And now she's kind of attached to them, right? Because I said, well, if you guys move, what are you going to do with the fish? She's like, you know, I really don't know. They're fairly self-sustained, as she explained, by plants and all that, so you're not, like, feeding them every day. But I said, well, what did you name all these fish? This kind of messed up to me. I don't think she did it on purpose, but she named them all after family members. That includes me, my wife, the kids, right? All these different things. And I said, right, but if I tell the kids that two of the fish are named after them and one of them dies, it's just, I don't think they're going to take it well. My mother's like, well, I didn't think about that. I said, okay, here's the deal. If one of them dies and has a namesake of a child, just don't tell them. I'm pretty sure I have died twice.
Like didn't Bridget have goats that they named after members of the show?
Yeah, it was Miles and Thrill.
And who died?
I think it was Thrill. I think the black goat died. That's how she split
it up. Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was me that died.
So if something is named after you, more than likely it's going
to
die.
That seems to be the thing, so don't name an animal after me. And I can't explain it. It's weird. Like, someone will call and it's like, I know it's a goat. I understand it. It's not me. But I'm going to say, well, yeah, Thrill died. Like, part of me feels like
her friends. Somebody had a dog they named Ted. I'm pretty sure Ted's still around.
Yeah, you're pretty sure. Go ahead, brag.
I didn't get a goat.
Steve the fish has died twice. Mm-hmm. We're on Steve 3, as I understand it.
Do you think that the new friends that they meet in New Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. She seems normal, but she has a pond, and she's named all the fish after her actual family members.
You're making the assumption that someone met my mother and said she seems normal. So I don't think at that point.
All right. But that seems like a very grandma thing to do.
It absolutely is. You know? I'm like, they're fish, man. They die. And I'm just saying, like, with the kids, because I've told them that, hey, two of the fish are named after you. Son doesn't care so much, but my daughter, that is, you know, you might as well name a school after her. That's how important it is to her. But I'm like, when she dies, you can't tell her.
I had a cousin, he married a girl from Western Maryland.
All right.
Like, way out in Western Maryland. And her parents had a farm. So they went up there, the day after the wedding, they were like, we'll host a brunch. So my other cousins, who are adults now, but Christina and Kelly were younger, right? They're like teenage girls.
Yeah.
So they met all these cows and everything. So the next summer, my uncle's hosting a cookout.
Oh, no.
That family's like, we're bringing the beef. Same thing. Steaks, burgers, and everything. But at some point during the party, my two girl cousins found out that that was the cow they had been hanging out with. They were just mortified. They couldn't eat it. My sisters are like, this is the best burger I've ever had.
I would never. I had fish. I never named my fish.
You didn't name your fish?
No. Unpopular opinion.
Fish one, fish two?
No.
Oh, my daughter's name. She has a little fish tank now. Got her an aquarium for her birthday. They are all still alive, which is amazing. By the way, she got the ugliest fish out there. I'm thinking she's going to get these good looking kind of, you know, anything other than what she picks. She started with three catfish. All right. They stay small. Mm. They're just gray. There's nothing wrong with them. They're actually decent fish, but they're just gray and ugly. Then she got five tetras, which are okay. They just kind of have like a little racing stripe on the side, but if the light doesn't hit them, they're just these brown, ugly things. And then she recently got a snail, which looks like a snail, and then two shrimp. One is red, one is blue.
Oh, really? See, that would
be
cool.
They look kind of cool, but the thing is, first of all, do you know fast shrimp can move?
Yes.
It is unfreaking believable. But anyway, but you never see them because they hide in the plants. So when I look in her tank, I'm like, you have like the ugliest fish on earth, but she is named each and every one of them.
I just don't, I have a hard time with people who name stuff that's weird.
Yeah.
Like their car. Some people name their car. I don't get it. I understand you name a boat. A car is a completely different thing.
You know, my mother named her car, and it was a 1973 Pontiac Grand Am. It was ugly, it was big, and I will not say what the name of the car was,
big, ugly.
But when I met my wife, she introduced herself, and I'm like, that is what my mother named her car.
Miles, what if it just, the car has like a name, like the boat?
Right.
Well, that's one thing, I guess.
You know, I got the marshmallow downstairs.
Yeah, I mean,
tell him you hate him, Miles.
We call our car the Beast. I'm not big.
That's the name of the car. It's the Beast.
That was my Camaro.
All the fish.
I feel like sports,
we go for different names. Yours is like a cool beast. Mine is you need to lose weight.
Sports cars, I feel like, get names, right? Like, what's the famous one?
Eleanor from Gone.
But I do like my buddy Weave had this giant car. We called it the boat. And one of our friends made like
You guys called it the boat,
right? But then we got a fake license plate that was like graffiti that said the boat.
Yeah.
And we put it on there. So, like, he has the marshmallow. I feel like those names I see.
They're not as bad as calling something like, you know, whatever. Like a person's name.
Yeah.
Try this social experiment.
Okay.
Get an order of wings with your friends.
All right.
Typical order, maybe 8 wings, 6 wings.
I'll get excited.
Name them after each one of your friends and then eat them.
Yeah. I would do that. But my thing is, why are you naming?
Why are you naming them?
You'd say it's weird to give a fish a name. Here's the difference. I rarely call you Miles. I'll say, hey, dude, hey, man. Like, you can tell me your name, and I might say it twice in my life. I only use your name if you're not around to say, hey, Miles will be here later. But when I see you, I don't say, hey, Miles. I say, what's up, man?
Yep.
Like, people don't need names. You need to acknowledge whether you like or dislike each other. But after that, once
it's
I know your
a,
name,
it's more of a legal thing.
I will never call you by that name again, presumably. Right. Yep. I don't call my kids by their name, for Christ's sake. Like, we gave them names, you thought about the name you're going to do, you run it through all of the meters of how are they going to get made fun of.
But you do call your dog its name.
I call my dog its name.
So how does the dog get
a pass? But I'm saying the kid, because I use the name. You don't need to name your kids. You don't call your kids by their name. The only reason you give your kid a first and middle name is to let them know you're angry. Right? After that, you know, hey, Bug, hey, Bud, hey, Buddha, hey, you name it. You don't call your kids by their unless you are angry. That's the only reason to give your kid a name.
Yeah,
my wife, for
10 years, never called me by my name.
That's what I mean.
She called me hello.
Right, exactly.
She walked in there, hello! Hello is here. I'm upstairs. Hello is in the kitchen making dinner.
I am routinely dumbass.
Hello?
Or a-hole. Those are my basic, to the point that I don't hear it as an insult. And I'm just sitting next to my wife. God, you're a dumbass. I'm like, yeah. Oh, God, right. You're insulting me. I forgot. You've said this for 20 years. I kind of don't hear it anymore.
Yours is tough, too. It's generally, I'll say thrill.
Yeah.
But then we have some
but
other.
Again, not what my parents named me.
Right. But then we have mutual friends at like our local, and I have to be conscious to say Steve. You know what I mean? So I go back and forth.
I had a weird experience at the watering hole, and there's a woman I kind of recognize her. She's in there every once in a while. Anyway, I walk in over the weekend, I believe it was, but she's sitting on the the senior side of the bar, if you know what I'm saying. So,
oh, I love sitting over there.
It means you've made it, right? So yeah. I walk in and I sit down.
There is a serious caste system. In
there
our
really
place.
Is. But she says, "Hey, Thrill." And keep in mind, I've met her before. Okay, so she says, "Hey, Thrill, how are you?" I'm doing well. We have a quick conversation. We're talking for like 10 minutes because she calls me Thrill. And then she goes, "What do you do for a living?" And it just threw me for a loop. Right. Because I'm like, outside of radio, like that's not my name, but that's what she calls me. And I realized she's just heard other people right. talking yeah. to. But it was just crazy. That's how she greeted me. "Hey, Thrill." And then, "What do you do for a living?" And I'm like, does she think my name is actually Thrill, or how is this working? And then I told her. And you could see kind of click in her head like, oh, that's why people call him that.
Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, Miles, someone on the text line says, this is coming from a guy who named his cat Dr. Gomez.
Yes. And Senior Larry.
And Senior Larry. I think Dr. Gomez, to me, that is the
even
pinnacle
the worst. The worst is the dog named Miles.
But you didn't name Miles.
I know
Miles.
I still had to live with that damn thing.
It is a little weird.
It's kind of weird to yell at yourself.
Wow, I do it a lot. Going back, though, why is it odd to name a fish?
I just didn't name my fish. I mean,
so
I had
what'd you call
I'm kind of with him. Like,
they were my fish.
Right, they're fish.
I would say this. One of my fish died. I wouldn't go like, oh, man, Pete bit the dust. I found him. He looked like a wood chip on the floor.
So why'd you name your cat? It's your cat.
Yeah.
We know it's your cat. It's in your house.
I don't know. I just feel like it's different.
So if it's a mammal, that seems to be right on this. If it's
correct.
A mammal, what
yeah.
if you had a turtle or a parrot?
A parrot definitely would name because I believe they could speak.
Yeah. Well, look, I get it. Kinda. You would say my fish died. I wouldn't say Tim died. But if I had two
fish. I would go with Tim to get the sympathy.
If I had two fish.
Tim died? Oh, my God. Only took 5 days.
God, sorry, Tim. I'm just going with my cousin's name, Tim and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had two fish, I'd call them Tim and Tom. But if Tom died, I wouldn't be like, Tom's dead. I'd be like, one of my fish died. But I'd still feel like I'd have to walk in the house and address them.
But if I had two fish, I wouldn't name them Kate and Ava like your mom.
No, because my mom's crazy. But she can tell them. She says she can tell the difference. I don't know if she
right.
can tell the difference. I
and
think she's... There's, look, she's got 11 fish. There's maybe three colors among them all. So I'm like, okay, you know mine is like orange and white. But is it that orange and white one, that orange and white one, that orange and white one, or that orange and white one?
I'm that guy that I don't see much personality in fish. I understand that they do some things that exhibit a little bit of personality. But
what do they do that exhibits personality?
Well,
I eat.
You know, they'll blow little bubbles, and if they have a bubble nest at the top, means they're happy.
Mm-hmm. Is that first personality all, or is that just a fish being a fish? Like, if your
fish.
Dog just barks, it's like, that's not personality. It's doing what dogs do.
It's a fish. They're just fun to look
okay,
at.
Okay, look, I just,
I'm
first
get
of all, people
three
name,
fish and name them after you guys.
People name their cars female names, that which is just weird. Like, if I'm sitting there talking to someone, having a conversation, and how's your day? Not bad, man. How about you? Oh, man, spent about 4 hours getting new tires for Betty. For Betty?
Mm-hmm.
What, is that your wife's car? For her? No. My truck's named Betty. Oh.
See, it makes sense to me.
Now I want to scoot down a chair. I do not want to talk to you anymore.
I get you, but I would just make this argument, and it's very simple. Most people do name them. That makes you the weird one.
I know
like
that.
Case
closed, done. I know.
Like, you're the weirdo. I'm just letting you know.
That's why I said it.
You can hate it, but the fact that you even hate it makes you weirder. That guy's happy that you
opinion.
Moved down.
I understand that. Yes.
It's not unpopular. It's just
me.
Stupid.
Yes. It's on me.
I like the idea of Miles, like, I have car.
Yeah.
I have fish one and fish two.
I don't even call them that. Or a car.
I have cat.
Yeah. Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
Used to have dog.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Juan.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Thank you.
How are you, Juan?
I'm getting over my hangover from New Year's.
I bet you still are.
Oh, it only took you 10 days.
I was, my son's with me. Damn it, all the time, guys.
Juan, we know you. You don't have to explain what you did on New Year's.
Exactly. We understand. It was 2 days.
And we have plausible deniability by you not telling us.
Right.
our roommate, Yeah, he's out the door because timing. My wife and I, like, he's there all day. And we go, we get home. I get home to take a shower after work. And he comes out. I'm taking a shower. I just got out of work. Same thing with my son. Cooking. Anything that my wife ever did, it was always the same thing. Just the timing.
Oh, so your issue is when you need to get something or get to someplace in your house, anyone else could have done it any other time. You're working, you come home, you just want access.
Yeah, yeah, but that, not my wife or not my son, the roommate. Yeah.
Like, the roommate. Okay. Yeah. At that point in time.
When I get home? Yeah.
Maybe and he's got to find another place to live.
The last minute.
Yep. I think it would be weird to have a roommate with my family.
Maybe
it would
could
be,
not.
Maybe it would be, I don't know. Maybe that would be my relief.
Maybe.
But maybe not. I don't know. I'd have to do it to figure it out.
I did it when I was growing up, for extra money, but they were always kind of somewhat associated. Like, my mom's cousin lived with us for a while, and then my brother, when he first went to Towson, his roommate, Rich, they both transferred to Maryland, so then Rich lived with us for, 3 years to kind of get some extra money.
I think maybe if that's the scenario I could deal. Like, if my son or daughter, if they're in college and their, I don't know, buddy who's also in college were here for a minute, I could do it, but otherwise, the answer is a flat no. Like, nope.
Well,
absolutely
and Rich,
not.
I think it helped with Rich, too, right? Because I was still in high school. He was, first of all, it helped because he was helping pay money.
Well, that goes a long way.
And then my dad was in South Carolina, doing this job. So he didn't live with us all of my high. He was gone for, 3 years. So Rich also just, would, take me to practice sometimes and stuff.
Oh, in that case, you're taking my ass. Okay, cool. Yeah, he can stay here. Yeah. You're taking his ass somewhere? Cool.
Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, a text came in and says, FYI, my wife and I have 4 goldfish, Miles, Thrill, Ted, and specifically Mike Hawk.
Why don't you read the real
not
one?
Mike.
Why don't you read the real one?
Mike
Miles
Hawk.
Is right. Naming a car is effing weird.
You guys need to look up the definition of weird and get back to us. Literacy goes a long way. Someone says, my car's name is Betty. My truck is named Betty.
My mother-in-law's car's name is Betty.
Why is it always Betty?
I
have an aunt named Betty. Her actual name is Betty.
There was a specific name that they named, why they named this car Betty. I don't remember the why.
I give all my cars names as another one. My first car was a Ford Taurus. I named it Harrison. Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously not in the...
Maybe I should name my car.
You haven't given it a name?
Oh, excuse me. No.
It looks like a Rick. For some reason, your car to me looks like a Rick.
It looks like Chad.
When we see it in the park, it has a male name.
It looks like I sell Coke.
That's what I'm saying. Name it Chad.
Rick. Right.
Right.
That's
why. 06 Acura with tinted out windows.
What's a good
okay,
car?
Ricky.
Lance.
Eddie.
Name your car Lance.
Called Fast Eddie.
What's the name of a guy that sells Coke? Angel.
Angel.
But a dude. A dude named Angel. First of all, he has pigtails and he is loaded with cocaine at any given moment.
Yeah.
That is my absolute belief.
Right now, Juan's going, what about me?
You know what? Name it Juan.
Name your car Juan after our good buddy.
I don't name it something weird. Like Taco.
Juan. Yeah, but if you name your car Juan, if you do get pulled over, somehow they're going to find Coke in your car, even though you've never done it.
I know.
They'd be like, son, did you name your car Juan? I'd be like, I did. We found cocaine in the glove compartment. Son, you got to get a different name.
This is the previous owner, man. I've never been able to get into the glove compartment. I know,
right? The radio doesn't even work. It's not going to work.
It's just...
You got to reset it with the original dealership, this or that. That info is gone.
It is.
You have to reset radio with the original
Somebody
dealer.
Who works at an Acura dealership knows how to do this.
They've got to.
No,
I
but it's an old enough car to be like, man, we go back to 2008.
Call it Da Vinci, Ted. You don't know the code.
2006.
2006.
What's that? Call it Da Vinci. You don't know the code.
That's not a bad call.
Ooh, Da Vinci.
This car is a mystery to me. And everyone.
I don't know. Man, I just play music on my phone.
What's Da Vinci's code?
Family member, roommate, or neighbor. What did someone do to make you wish they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, a little drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And since we did a little soundtrack action on Sit and Spin on Tuesday, we did some soundtracks today on a Bad Choice Friday. And why not just John Travolta with Frankie Valli?
I freaking love this song, and I don't know why.
It was a pretty cool tune at the time.
It still is, man. I'm coming 2024, I don't care what anyone says, still a cool tune.
Frankie Valli and Grease taking on the Bee Gees on the band Short Friday.
In this city breaking, and everybody shaking. I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Everyone is.
Bee Gees and Staying Alive. By the way, there's only one remaining member of the Bee Gees that is
Can you
alive.
Name which one? Is it
Barry.
Robin?
Barry.
Oh, Barry, the main
Barry,
guy.
Barry is the oldest brother, and he's watched three of his brothers pass on in his lifetime, which is, to me, just one of the most... I could not imagine as a human being being in his shoes that way, you know?
Well, especially when you're as tight as they were.
Exactly. You know? And you're the older brother. You've been the one taking care of your brothers your entire life.
But doesn't it make sense that he's the one, he's the guy that, like, duetted with Barbara Streisand. Like, he's the guy that would do other things outside of the Bee Gees kind of.
He was.
Bee Gees and Staying Alive, checking on Frankie Valli and Grease on the Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. Our question, family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish that they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
A quick text here says, hello. Hello. I'm a female, but I listen to your show. I'm a Texas transplant, but still find y'all hilarious. Literally, y'all. One of my five brothers we no longer speak with, his DNA was found as a partial match through 23andMe to be from a crime scene. Sexual assault. This was in Florida. Now, funny, or ironically enough, he had been living with my uncle, who was also a convicted sex offender. Can't make it up. No, sir, we don't send money to his account in prison. Beat that, ha-ha.
Beat that, ha-ha.
Hoping to not beat that.
Jesus.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Jordan.
Oh, Lordy. Jordan.
No, Jordan.
Uh-oh. Looks like a bad sign. Call back then, apparently.
Yep. Exactly. Come on, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. God.
I think the as far as neighbors go, and this, it's been a few years at my house, but this would go on for about 4 or 5 years. In my neighborhood, close to where I lived, there was a building that was kind of a multi-apartment building. But it was more of a communal type thing,
yeah.
As far as like maybe one bathroom that everyone shared in a room type thing. Yeah, yeah. But there was definitely a couple guys in there that that dealt drugs. Now,
again, a place with a communal bathroom. I assume that there are drug dealers in proximity.
Now they had a racket going. They knew exactly what they were doing, and what they would do is they would take and rebuild pallets. And stack them on the back of a truck. And I mean, like, Beverly Hillbillies looking stuff.
Right.
I mean, where you're thinking to yourself, like, is that those chickens? What's in there? And then they would take those to the homeless camps. They would sell the pallets as a disguise to also sell the drugs.
So as I'm buying the pallets inside of that pallet is what
that
I'm
That is correct.
For. All right.
The problem is they did not start rebuilding, stacking, and doing all the repair work to the pallets until about 12:30 to 1 o'clock at night.
Of course.
And they would continue this activity until 6 o'clock in the morning, which included a nail gun, hammers, saws, you name it. So, like, all night long, it sounded like someone was building a house every single night next door because these guys were up all night long and never went to bed. They always had a spotlight out there. They're always building, stacking, sawing, cutting stuff, nail gun, hammering. And I mean, it got to the point where I was just like, guys, man, you've just one night, just give me, because they would get up and go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, they never really slept for days.
So they were selling meth?
On end.
That was my guess. Yeah.
And it was the most, I mean, it was just, it was insane that they could just keep this pace up. It did not matter what night. It did not matter. It just had to be overnight that they were working on this stuff.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do to move your merchandise, man. Yeah,
but if I'm selling drugs, why would I still have a job?
I don't know. I
don't know. Two incomes? My side hustle is I'm a manager at Pizza Hut.
I believe they were handymen, construction workers.
That would make sense.
That type of thing, because they did have all the tools. So I'm assuming that they were involved somehow in the construction industry. That's the only thing I can think of, because, I mean, they were well-equipped. Like, if you needed to borrow something, you go down there and get it, without question. I mean,
I feel like also if you're selling meth, though, to homeless camps, you'd find a lot, unfortunately, find a lot of power tools.
A lot of power tools and a lot of pallets to reuse.
And not only that, but a lot of bartering for that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
been stolen out of somebody's truck. I'm going to give you some meth. Give me that Dewalt, whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I, the last place I lived in Baltimore, which you guys are familiar with, very old lady lived directly next to me, right? So it was 6 units per building, 2 per floor, right? 3-story building, no big deal. And this old lady, as I say, sweet as pie, never, ever had an issue with her. She kept to herself. I kept to myself for the most part. But even when we interacted, like getting mail or whatever, just nice and talked to you like old ladies do. Yeah. Told me about relatives that I don't know of hers, but, you know, Jimmy's doing much better now. I'm like, oh, it's great, right? So this for a couple of years. And I get a knock on my door one day, and it is her son-in-law, if I remember this correctly. And he's built like a state trooper, right? Barrel-chested, and he looks angry. But I don't know who he is when I first opened the door. And he's like, I'm the son-in-law of the woman who lives next door. That's the other thing about him, man. He talks like Clint Eastwood through this entire conversation. So I'm like, what's up, man? Is she all right? And he's like, she told me that she hears music blaring every night. So now I'm realizing, okay, I'm about to be accused of being the guy that's cranking the stereo. Apparently, you know, like 3 o'clock in the morning, all this kind of thing. So I kind of let him finish his piece. And I said, look, man, I hear what you're saying. It's not me, which he did not believe. I said, it might be someone upstairs. Honestly, I don't know. Because at this point, it's early in my radio career. I'm like, I work overnights. Like, I'm not home to blast
music. Did you tell him that?
I did tell him that. I said, man, because when he knocked on my door, it has to be like 8 a.m. So I am super tired. I've been asleep for maybe an hour. But, you know, you open the door and we're having this conversation. And I'm like, bro, listen to me, man. It is not me. I work overnights at a radio station, but I'm not on the air, so there's no way to verify that at this point. He just does not believe me. So he goes through his whole conversation the whole time with this Clint Eastwood crap. And I remember he ended the conversation with, if my mother-in-law has a problem, I have a problem. I'm like, oh, you got a problem, homie. He said, hope I don't have to come back over. I said, I do hope you don't come back over. I said, it'd be a terrible way for you to go. And I slammed the door in his face, all right? About a week later, the cop, I'm not working an overnight shift in this case, and it is about 3:30 in the morning, and there's pounding on my door, and I'm thinking it's this brother or son-in-law again. Ripped the door open. It is a cop. And I'm like, what is up, man? And he's like, look, I got a call that someone's blasting their music. And I said, okay. I mean, like, what do you want me to do about
it? Did you hear it when you came up to the door?
That's what I asked him. And he said, but the thing is, he got the call, so he still has to do what he's got to do. And he did believe me because he said, honest to God, man, I've been standing out here for like 10 minutes. I haven't heard anything. I'm like, because I was effing asleep, man. Like, and I said, listen, was it the lady next door? He says, I can't tell you that. I said, okay, then I'll tell you. It's the lady next door. I don't know what's going on, but she keeps saying that someone's blasting music. And I said, if someone is, it's just not me. About 4 days later, different cop shows up. It's about 4 in the morning. And I'm like, come on. Same complaint. Lady thinks she's hearing music blasting. And I'm like, dude, did you hear anything? He's like, I didn't. I said, listen, this is the third time. So I've been visited by your dumbass son-in-law. Some other cop was here before. Now it's you. I keep telling the same story. And look, I don't care if you believe me or not. I can tell you I have 3 penises on my back. Believe what you want. I'm just telling you, it's not me blasting the music. And to this cop's credit, said the same thing. He's like, I walked around your building. Like, I'm not hearing anything. I'm like, because it's 4:30 in the morning. Nobody's doing anything. So about a month goes by. I don't hear anything. And then there's a knock on my door again. And I already know what it's about. I'm already irritated. Well, this time, it's the woman's daughter. And I believe the wife of son-in-law. And she's super apologetic, man. She's like, I thought for sure you were blasting music. I'm like, yeah, I got that, mofo. And she's like, we were in church and the air conditioner kicked on. And when the air conditioning kicked on, she said, my mother leaned over to me and said, there's that music again. And she's like, instantly, me and my husband, we realized she's getting old. And they put her in a home.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that. And I'm like, thank you for coming.
Did the first guy ever come down and go?
I asked her, I said, well, why didn't your husband come over? She's like, he didn't think it'd be a good idea. So I was going to punch him when I opened the door. And I said, you're married to a D. She didn't say anything, which tells me that I'm right. And I said, look, it's fine. I said, me and your mother have always gotten along. We have no issues, but I did not blast music. The cops were called a couple times. I can live with that. But I said, your husband, he's a D. I said, I did not appreciate that. And I'm like, I hate his effing guts. Mm-hmm. And we should just not cross paths again. Which we didn't, and nor would we, because after the mom moved out.
Exactly.
But I was like, yeah, I hate that mofo, man. He was a D. But yeah, the air conditioning popped on in church, and that's when it occurred to them. That's the quote-unquote music.
There's that music.
That she heard black, because it was over the summer.
And in Baltimore, the air conditioning's coming on constantly.
Yeah. And I was like, I did feel better, because I'm like, at least I got vindicated.
Yeah, at least there's an explanation.
You know what I mean? Because I was like, I don't know what this lady's problem is. We've never had an issue, but I feel like she's setting me up kind of thing. And I'm just like, I'm not blasting. I was like, I mean, either work or sleep.
Yeah,
like normal people at 3 and 4:30 in the effing morning, man.
It's obviously not the intent, but it still sucks the situation. It's not, you know?
Right, and that's the thing. She was so sweet because even when we saw each other in the hall, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'm not blasting my music. I don't know if this is coming from. She's like, I'm hearing something, and I believe her that she believed she was hearing something. It never occurred to me that it was her vent. That's like Jesus.
Yeah. My mom was the opposite. I went to visit her a couple of years ago, and she's too nice. I'm like, what is that sound? And upstairs, the kid is dribbling a basketball.
You've got to be kidding.
No. So it's one thing, right? They're like six or seven. So them horsing around or whatever, like,
sure, sure.
You're going to hear some noises. But that kid's just dribbling a basketball, right? Same thing. I get off a red eye. I'm trying to get a couple hours. So I just look at my mom. I said, you can come with me or not, but I'm going up there. No. It's okay.
You're the guy that knocked on my door.
Yeah, except I had a good right to. I mean, a basketball, and this is a crappy apartment.
Right.
So, I mean, it's boom. And right. Like the things are rattling. And I wasn't, like, super mean. I just said, hey, man. Even if you just get him a big rubber ball. You know what I mean?
It's better than a basketball.
Yeah. And you know what happened? We saw the guy walk out with his son. They came back half hour later. You could still hear it. But it wasn't nearly the same as a basketball.
Right. Yeah. Jesus. Just say something.
Family member, roommate, or neighbor, what did someone do to make you wish that they were not your family member, roommate, or neighbor? 206-803-ROCK.
But you're right, Thrill. I was that guy. Because I was just like, yeah, my mom's trying to sleep, dude.
You know, and look, I would do it for my mother as well. There is no question. It's just his attitude about it. And the other thing, I'm like, you're in the wrong, Clint Eastwood. You know what I mean? Like, Eastwood. That's all I'm telling you. And like I said, that particular day, like, I've been at work. I'm tired. Come on.
He has a problem.
And then, you know, you start wondering, like, does he always talk like that? Like, is he that
dude?
Or is it just in this instance, yeah, you know, where you're trying to do the intimidation thing? Right. But I'm like, ease up, bro. Man.
Yeah.
Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Come on.
Yo.
Jordan.
Okay.
I heard
okay.
something.
Yeah. All right. Jordan, ain't calling to mess with us. Is that what the deal is?
Is this the same dude?
I assume it's the same.
Maybe it's a lady. I know a couple sexy Jordan ladies.
Man, there was a super sexy Jordan we used to work with.
Yes.
Do you remember her?
Yeah, of course.
God almighty. Yeah, sorry. Going down memory lane.
Jordan, are you there?
Alrighty.
He's still not there.
This line? Hello?
My problem was she was hot.
I hear something on the other side of there, so there's somebody there.
There is something.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, if you need help, call the cops. Right up.
Like, does he just keep muting it and then just... Hello?
He's obviously there.
He's there. Yo!
Is Jordan like an 80-year-old man who's like, which one is mute and not mute?
Are they messing with us? Do we sound like idiots on the air?
The music's too loud again.
Remember me.
We go to Palm Beach Garden, Florida, where a neighbor dispute spanning nearly a year involved property lines, floodlights, explicit threats, and fire. And it finally did end in an arrest. The family attorney said the suspect did not just cross the line, he set fire to it. The neighbor, for no reason that we could even fathom, targeted the family. He seemed to be obsessed with his family, and every day he would do something else. Now, one of the victims, a mother, currently battling cancer, told CBS News her 5-year-old daughter was so terrified she wouldn't even sleep in her own room.
Jeez.
Now, the conflict began last year when the victim parked a vehicle on the swale to allow access for construction at his home.
All right.
His neighbor left a note informing the owner of the car that parked in the swale that that was not allowed. The initial interaction set off a series of hostile encounters that the Palm Beach Garden Police Department explained in its probable cause affidavit. Following the incident, the man installed commercial strength lighting aimed directly at the victim's master bedroom, causing them to have to install blackout film on their windows. Now, the situation escalated further when he erected a flagpole on the victim's property, leading to a heated confrontation. His behavior including yelling expletives, playing loud music, and dumping yard debris on the victim's property. Now, during the heated confrontation over the flagpole, he allegedly told the victim's wife, go ahead and call the effing police. You effing fat B, white effing C.
Wow, man.
The arrest report continues.
He swung for the fences on
to say that he then told the victim he intended to make his life miserable, and he was intoxicated and belligerent. The following day,
Officers responded again, as he was allegedly yelling expletives from his backyard. Officers returned due to the ongoing disputes. And at one point, he drove onto the victim's driveway and kicked up mud and debris while driving in the yard. As the days progressed, officers again returned, and they talked to him about his intentionally aimed floodlight that was shining into the victim's bedroom. Then on March 20th, the victim told officers he believed that he pressure washed the D word, onto the sidewalk near the driveway of the victim's home. Police reported. The arrest report continued to detail instances where the man would turn on his leaf blower directly outside the couple's window, one time stating, F you peas, I'm going to beat your asses. 3 months later, police respond again as a report that he allegedly destroyed the security camera with a pole that was on their home. They conducted an on-site inspection and told him he had to move the flagpoles. He had put up two now, which were sitting on the victim's property, and move his floodlights to only face his patio. Now, while this verbal interaction was going on, police said the man installed another high-wattage floodlight, again shining it into the victim's bedroom.
Come on, man.
Following other interactions, police said that the calls continued. This time, the victim reported that on July 16th, the tarps were placed in his yard that says, F off scumbags in spray paint, as well as a middle finger painted on the tarp.
They still don't know why this guy does not like them.
Because they parked in front of...
Oh, because the one parking thing. All right.
He told officers he put the tarps up because the victim had cameras facing onto his yard. More instances of bright light shining into the victim windows followed, prompting nightly checks from law enforcement. Police and officers responded to reports the man again allegedly was spraying waters on the victim's windows and walls during the evening. The victim told police it may have been because he was unhappy with the hearing that the police had with him in court earlier in the day. They were not even there. The police had been responding to this guy.
Right.
They were the ones who said, you've broken the law. You're going to court to face these charges. Following that interaction, police then detailed an incident they called the Hurricane Incident. That's when Hurricane Milton hit on October 9th. The Palm Beach Garden area was experiencing winds 25 to 30 miles an hour, gusts up to 54. That's when, according to police, the man decided to start a fire in his backyard burn pit near the victim's fence. And as they watched the surveillance footage, police said there was no reasonable explanation for the use of a fire in the middle of a hurricane. Video showed him allegedly adding to the fire and leaving it unattended. Once the fire rescue responded to the scene, they found the fire was already out. However, that evening, police say the man once again restarted the fire using an accelerant at this point and a leaf blower, causing embers to fly over the victim's artificial turf. The embers stayed lit for several seconds. Police then said similar instances followed. He was reported for burning in his pit again and then exposing his naked body to the victim's camera.
Mm.
Police determined that he was air humping and flicking the middle finger, looking and shouting directly at the surveillance camera.
Just the guess I have, probably not a good-looking man.
4 nights later, he repeated this behavior, facing his neighbor's surveillance camera and exposing himself yet again. The victims told police there were at least 4 incidents where they were home where they heard loud thumping on the roof of their home. The victim went outside and found something odd. Both fresh and frozen meat had been tossed on top of the roof.
Oh, no.
When officers then contacted the man's landlord, he said they were in debt $67,000 in total fines from the city he received because of the man that was renting his property.
This dude's a renter?
Yes.
That's even crazier.
Jeez.
They called law enforcement. They called code enforcement. They did everything right. Nothing was happening. Then, according to the arrest affidavit, the man attended 3 code enforcement hearings where officers said his demeanor went from indifferent to belligerent and vulgar. The officer in attendance said the man shouted at the special magistrate, police officers, code enforcement officers, city attorneys, and was so disruptive he had to be escorted out at every hearing all 3 times. Since their initial argument with the man, police said the victims lived in constant fear for their safety. Ignoring the harassment initially did not work, and reporting it to authorities, that did not stop his behavior. It only made him more angry. The victims have had to alter their daily routines, even leave their home for extended periods to avoid contact with a man who still lives next door to the victims. He does claim he will soon be moving out of the residence, but there's no guarantee this will happen, nor does it ensure that he will cease his harassment of the victims, according to the officers.
And he rents. Yes. I just assumed he was a homeowner.
He also used a flagpole to destroy the Ring security camera, which caused $170 in damage. So not only that, but he was also destroying the property. All right, coming up, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC at 4:35. And we've got your emails coming up next to the Men's Room at KISW.com.